So as you know, today is the feast of St. Bartholomew, who was one of the 12. And it's believed that Bartholomew and Nathanael are one and the same person. That it's interesting to note that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we never hear the name Nathanael, and in the Gospel of John, we never hear the name Bartholomew. And what is interesting, though, that when you look at the lists of the 12 apostles, as they're found in Mark and in Matthew, Philip's name is there, and right next to Philip's name is Bartholomew, excuse me. And in today's gospel, it is Philip who introduces Nathanael to Jesus. And so it seems to make sense that their names are adjacent to one another when we have the list of the 12. It's also worth noting that the name Bartholomew is really a surname. It's not a first name. Think, for instance, of Simon, who became Peter. He is Simon Bar Jonah, Simon, son of John. Bar, son of Tholomew. Bartholomew means that he is the son of Ptolemy. And so his name really is Nathanael Bartholomew, who we read about in today's gospel. We know from ancient traditions that he was an apostle who went to the remoter part of the Indies. But then his life came to an end in an area known as Great Armenia. And if you sort of can picture where Palestine is, look at the map of that part of the world, go way north and way to the east, and that's where you will find Great Armenia. And there he preached in an area that was addicted to the worship of idols. Greek historians who were his contemporaries say that he was condemned by the governor of a city called Albanopolis, and he was either crucified or flayed alive. To be flayed means to be skinned to death. And so Bartholomew gave his life through martyrdom for his Lord. Now, the beautiful thing about today's gospel is that it gives us an insight into the character of this man. And when Philip says to him, "Come and see him of whom Moses and all the prophets wrote," he quips, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Now, he wasn't being rude. Well, and partly he was being rude because, you see, he was from a place called Cana, where the first miracle happened. But Cana, like Nazareth, was in an area called Galilee. And there was a lot of rivalry between these towns, kind of like what happens in the modern world. And so as a Canaanite, he would say, what good could come out of a place like Nazareth? But also, Nathanael was a student of Scripture. And in his study of the Bible, of the Old Testament, there is nowhere where Nazareth seemed to be deemed the place from where the Messiah would come. And so his question, while in some ways sarcastic because he's from Cana and nothing good can come from Nazareth, is also the question of one who is sincere because he's been studying the Scripture and I can't find any witness to Nazareth. And so when Jesus says of Nathanael, "Truly here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit," I think this is a beautiful response. He could have dismissed Nathanael, but he doesn't. He says, "I know that you're truly searching for the truth, that you're a man who has a genuine desire to know God." And we have a little clue as to why this is so. Remember, Jesus says, "I saw you under the fig tree." Well, what is important about a fig tree? In the Old Testament, both in the book of Kings and in Micah, we discover that the fig tree is the tree of peace. And it was common for people in Old Testament times that under a fig tree, underneath its leafy canopy, would be a place to go for prayer, a place to go for meditation, a place to go and to study Scripture. And so when Jesus says, "I saw you under the fig tree," he's wanting to affirm that, "Nathanael, I know you are one who is searching for the truth." And although we have to sort of fill in some of the details because the conversation between the two of them is so short, when Nathanael says, "How is it that you knew me, Lord?" we could say that here Nathanael is affirming, here's a man who understands my dreams. Here's a man who knows my prayers. Here is the man who has seen the most secret longings of my heart, things that I have never dared to put into words. Here is a man who can articulate and translate the sighs of my soul. And the beautiful thing about this story is that on this day, as Nathanael meets Jesus, he is forever changed. Because not only does he realize that Jesus is the one who can help to interpret Nathanael's heart, he also hears Jesus say, "I am the one, Nathanael, who, like Jacob in that Old Testament story, who had the ladder to heaven, I am the one who can ultimately lead you to heaven." And so the man who quit, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" was so receptive to the truth of who Jesus is that he would spend and offer the rest of his life in the service of the man from Nazareth. For indeed, in Jesus, Nathanael found the one who is true, the one who is good, the one who is beautiful. And if the tradition is so, he was willing to be skinned alive in order to hold to the truth of this message. Nathanael Bartholomew, pray for us that we too may more fully see what good came from Nazareth in the person of Jesus.